Good evening, class. I go by the name of Supreme Soul. I will be your instructor for the evening. Unfortunately, you've been, the first council of Nicaea was convoked by the Roman Emperor Constantine back in 325 AD and consisted of these Christian bishops who attended this historic convention for the church's consensus. It's open for the succinct description. An Eastern Orthodox icon gave a great depiction of this devilish event before Christianity became a trend. These meetings created authoritative decrees. The first European pharaoh in history's name was Ptolemy and lived from 367 to 283 BC. His goal was to incorporate the Greek religion into Egypt, so the compromises built a composite god in honor of Amasarapus. 2 centuries later, a brother, Arius of Libya, came forth and said, I had it, and rebelled against his false representation of the divine being, and said he was a caricature of what a god should be. So Constantine called the council and convened the Creed of Nicaea to maintain stability in the Roman church, just to exile and silence Arius with various ways to discredit him, as far as having everyone, including the ecclesiastical dignitaries, burn his literature. So with Arius out of the picture, the Nicene council transformed the man-made deity Serapis Christus into Jesus Christ, a fictionalized virgin of Soterra. This is the man you worshipped over the years. This is the information that's been deliberately withheld from us. They know it's the truth, but if you knew, they wouldn't know what else to do. And so these man-made views have been perpetuated upon you in a way. It's like your brain is in reverse, and this is recurring throughout the mind state of the people. Cherish this knowledge if you feel lost. The higher ups are threatened, cause knowing this will cause the Roman church to fall. Our freedom comes with understanding who you truly are, and not some conjured of principles that were bequeathed to you in your archaic existence, which in fact hinders your evolutionary stages of progression. Now check it. Yeah, I insist you make a futile attempt to invalidate these implemented expressionists. Step away from the manipulated faith you were supposedly blessed with, because it's historic and has no balance like biblical inerrancy. Zoroastrianism was the blueprint for Judaism and Christianity. How can they see and not respond to me so angrily? Against the grain, he pleads like the dangling figure who was now an absurd strangled piece of the system's main crazy dream. Walking with a symbol around your neck, which blatantly celebrates death gracefully. To find truth, you must tear down all the walls that sit inside you. And that goes for my mind too. Even if you're spiritually inept or don't believe in the higher self, that's well, but keep in mind, innate data will eventually find you. It's the soundtrack of inevitability. Ergo, none of this ever seemed real to me. It's never frankly revealed, so I expose it to the best of my ability. Really, it keeps me in a space of appeasement. That's why I need it, literally. Building to the foundation that was here before Supreme was even a molecule shifting with atoms. And before the prophets rose from their graves on the morning after, go and discover the hidden chapters. Cause being stuck in a hole only extends pain by the pains of God. We're all destined for greatness and prosperity, but these laughable parodies interfere with our natural growth. Notice you and I are still bound by chains that seem unbreakable. The chronicles delayed and label you unfadable. We shake and pull, but it's no use. I'll stand with you on my own too and refuse to do whatever he's told to. This spoken word is so smooth, but what good is it if you can't be heard by your own voice? It's never limited, it's finished once it's left behind by choice. The pains of God, we are all destined for greatness and prosperity, but these laughable parodies interfere with our natural growth. Notice you and I are still bound by chains and seem unbreakable. The chronicles delayed and labels you unfadable. We shake and pull, but it's no use. I'll stand with you on my own too and refuse to do whatever he's told to. This spoken word is so smooth, but what good is it if you can't be heard by your own voice? It's never limited, it's finished once it's left behind by choice.